Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go and get an idea.
All right, let's go on in. Let's go take our cell phones. Now, this is our pitch card for the Six Anointed Camp. Let's see what our pitch card is. This is how we meet and greet. We'll say God's true name.
Here's some information for what is the Lord's real name? According to Britannica, Yahweh, name for the God of the Israelites, representing the biblical pronunciation of YHWH, the Hebrew name revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus.
Yeah. So when we meet and greet, and time to talk Bible, you say, hey, you got a cell phone? Well, I ain't got my phone. Okay, take mine. And this is what you say. God's true name. Let's see, can we pull it up on this phone? And let's see. This is the pitch card, see, right? Because once you know the name, and once we're ready to do the name, then we can take it from there. Let's see what it says. What is our pitch card is? Our pitch card when we meet somebody. You got a cell phone? God's true name.
Here's a summary from Britannica. Yahweh, name for the God of the Israelites, representing the biblical pronunciation of YHWH, the Hebrew name revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus. YHWH is known as the
Tetragrammaton. Well, that ain't good enough. Let me try it again. God's true name.
YHWH. Here's a summary from Britannica. Yahweh, name for the God of the Israelites, representing the biblical pronunciation of YHWH, the Hebrew name revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus. The name YHWH is known as the Tetragrammaton.
Well, so that's three times. So that's serious business. So now we know that with our pitch card is, the first thing we got to do is talk and get the name right. YHWH, that is the name that was revealed to Moses. Now, it was a question on the table last night. I want to kind of see, can I run that down right now by taking my smartphone and do that. Let's see what I want to bring up. What I want to bring up, I want to bring something else up. Let's see. On top of the 70, I want to bring something else. Okay, let's see what I want to bring up. What is the Latin word for Niger?
Here is your translation.
Well, you got to talk to me. Let's see, you got to talk first. What is the Latin word for Niger?
According to Wikipedia, Niger occurs in Latinate scientific nomenclature and is the root word for some homophones of nigger. Sellers of Niger seed sometimes use the spelling Niger seed.
What is the Latin word for Niger?
According to Wikipedia, Niger occurs in Latinate scientific nomenclature and is the root word for some homophones of nigger. Sellers of Niger seed sometimes...
Hallelujah, brother. Right there. So when you see the word Niger, is a Latin word for nigger. Exactly what they say, nigger. See, one thing about it, you know, somebody got to reveal the truth of the matter is, so when we go and precept that, matter of fact, when we precept that, we'll do that in a minute. And when you precept that with the Bible, you clear when you see the word Niger, it is a Latin word for nigger. That's the way it is. All right, good enough. So, okay, good. Let's see if we find Iota and bring Iota in, and want to get that out the way. And some of this we want to get out the way. Want to get that out the way on the top part of Sabbath day, so we got that out the word. So you see the word Niger? It means nigger. That's what it means, nigger. So they had a great way of calling you that word. So now that word will come back and bite them right now. All right, so let's, we're going to already find out what was flashing, so now let's see what we got to do now is bring our elder in. And remember, it's top part of Saturday, the location is open, and we're ready to go. I'm always ready to go. Well, I know one thing, it's all about Yahuwah's business, so let's see if we get some Yahuwah's business going on. And so now, let's see He might bring in the help. He might bring in the help. And we'll get it going on top of Father Sabbath day. All right, we meet the elder with a loud voice, you say. Yahweh be to the elder.
And Yahweh bless you, see you as well as see you, boy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, elder. Well, we looked on the international side, and we already on flashed out what was going on. 195 international countries, 112903. 112903 is flashing. 112903 on the international side. So this top part of Saturday, Elder, and we're trying to get ourselves all warmed up and ready to get something going on. So, well, you got to say, you're on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And we know that you do have to get stuff warmed up because one man can only do 100% of what one man can do, like generally most of the time when I'm running this broadcast. Well, we have to look at how many people that we have attending our broadcast. That's the first thing we should do. We have 912,903 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh on the top part of the Sabbath. And that is a great thing, always a great thing. You know, because we come here to learn what Yahweh has to tell us. And we have a seer that teaches us the word from the Bible. The protocol of the Bible, the first thing that we learn, how the word was given. The protocol, how the word was given from the Father to the Son, to Yahweh the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to the elders, to minister unto you. This is why we're here to try to guide you through these narrow entranceway to righteousness, as told us in 2 Esther chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Matter of fact, let's take a look at that and see what it says. Verse number 7, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left hand deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small, only one man could go there at once. Well, this is that way to where we want to go, that righteous way. Because the narrow pathway is the way to go. When you make the way too broad, you have too much deviation, where you can either veer left, veer right, up, down, like it tells us in Matthew's, the precept to that verse. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. 13 says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Well, you can bet I'm going to be in that narrow path because I want to find it, and I'm quite sure many of us out there do, because we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and we know that they're right. But some listening, they never understand. But Yahweh's ministry makes all this misunderstanding possible. We have to beware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, which I just mentioned a moment ago. We're given the knowledge to know that there are things out there that people camouflage with their evil or confused teachings. And usually over a loud bump to gums contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Well, we have to know that these things we have to be prepared for by being word up in Yahweh. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. This is why we welcome you to our program of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and opens you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And you'll find that first and foremost is about Yahweh's word and connecting the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and now you've found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Today, we're experiencing that right now. Our temple class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class starts at 12 p.m. and our online class starts at 2 to 5 until our members desire to leave. We're also using the website address. To use this, enter on any search line, www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. You should be taking notes. That's this program is designed for, to educate you and to take notes there in the words of Yahuwah. And the other verse we're looking for is the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. "This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program." And we do that quite a lot. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also out there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. To use it, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into a live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. For writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today after 10:30 p.m. To do this, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can listen to any previous day. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, you'll find that Yahuwah's story will continue on a program called Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. I have to make sure we have that turned on so you members can benefit from that. Because online there to answer any on the table topics about what we're discussing will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. You'll find we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And figure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And you'll find the Broad Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, as I said many times, when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest and you're keeping the scriptures in mind, what's going to happen? You're going to miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, so we can get our learning process in order and get started, keep your Bibles open. We're going to pass our program over to our seer Israel and let our program yet begin. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
All right, Sister G Israel, I don't see her right now, so what we do, we'll come inside the class, and we'll go from there. All right, so we'll come inside the class, see if we get something going on, because I don't see Sister G right now. And when she pop up, we'll bring on the network. All right, Sister G Israel, see you right here. All right, Mother G up Israel, let's see, can you get in that microphone and make a little noise out of Camp 1 about looking at Luke chapter 12, verse 12 there, Mother D of Israel. And tell me what do you read out of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what you read out of that. Come on.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads.
What it reads.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. So in that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And until Sister G gets on the network, let's see if we open up in the Negro Question Pod 6 there, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to open up on page 33. Because let's see if we take a look at things until Brother Yakdar get ready. Let's take a look at something that's going on in the Negro Question Pod 6. Top part of the Sabbath day. Let's look at page 33. Let's look at page 33 at the bottom and tell me about this picture we get ready to look at. We're looking at what's the name of the book you read? The Negro Question Part 6, The 13 Black Colonies by Lee Cunnings, page 33. What do it say is at the bottom part of that book?
Page 33.
What it
say?
If you look closely.
If
you
look closely,
huh? You will see the hidden treasures. Wait a minute.
You will see what? Hidden treasures.
Oh, so some is a hidden treasure. So you say, but you got to look close to see it now.
Right.
And you say, you will run into what?
Hidden treasures.
Go ahead and read.
On this official Scottish document.
So if you look closely, you're going to see some hidden treasure on the document,
mm-hmm.
on the Scottish document.
Mm-hmm.
See, read.
Stored in Scotland.
Where is it at?
In Scotland.
It's in Scotland, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's in Scotland?
National Achieved. The Declaration has fringes on the bottom. Red and black.
Wait a minute, they got fringes on them?
Yes.
So you say right now, you can go to Scottish document store in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
National Achievement,
mm-hmm.
the decoration of the Scottish have fringes on the bottom. And what color are they fringes?
Red and black.
Red and black?
Yes.
We got to investigate that red and black, right? They got
fringes
on red and black.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And give me a little bit more on that.
The same fringes have been found on stone steel.
Where? In Troy.
Turkey. The alphabet on the steel is...
It's paleo Hebrew, which means it's in Semitic.
Yeah.
So it's in Semitic. And what's going on in Semitic? And underline with what?
The next page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paleo Hebrew, go ahead.
Okay. Hebrew. And underlined with fringes.
And underlined with what?
With fringes.
You mean the Scottish logo is underlined with printing. What color is that printing is again?
Red and black.
Red and black. Now, see, we got, see, now, so we got to find out what's going on. Can read a little bit more. Now, so they got written on
that
over in Scotland, and that's out there, Macaulay,
Arbroath was located in the Highlands of Scotland.
Oh, it was in the Highlands of Scotland. Uh-huh.
And this was the location of the Black Britons.
Now, see, if that's another word we're going to deal with. All that word Briton means is the people of the covenant.
Hallelujah.
So now you already know what people of the covenant, so that lets you know that means Israel. See, the word Briton is a code word for the Israelites of the covenant. That was the covenant made with, right?
Hallelujah.
Well, let's preach up there and find out who the covenant made for. See what we're trying to do now is break all these codes that they have laid out on you. See, why somebody, you know how they, I remember a brother saying that he was, you know, his job was to only break the codes. They bring him in when they go on someplace to break the codes or something, or phase or whatever. That's all. Guess what? Our job is now to break all these stereo, all these, give me a word. All these, give me a word, brother Yahya. Give me a word. To break up all these
stereotypes.
There you go. To break up all these stereotypes. Because when you see a word called Briton, the Black Briton, what you're saying, this is what you're really saying, because it means the people of the covenant.
Yeah.
But now let's go, Brother Kyle, and see who was of the covenant. That's big chocolate there. See, we got to break all these codes down. And see, and once we in order, watch what happens next. All these codes got to be broke down in grand style. So we go on to the 34th chapter, Brother Kaya, Brother Yahya Israel, in the 34th chapter, let's see who is the people of the covenant we can read. Remember, our saying is what we can read. Let's find out who is the people of the covenant that we can read. And 34 verse 17-18. Hallelujah. Let's see what we can read, Brother Micaiah. We go on to the 34th chapter. And our Exodus, look at verse 27 and 28.
Book of Exodus, chapter 34. In verse 27 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27 read. And Yahweh said unto Moses.
What did he say to Moses?
Write thou these words.
What?
For after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel.
Yes.
28. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the 10 or the Torah instructions.
Yeah. So he made it with who?
He made it with Moses and his family of Israel.
So he made it with the children of Israel. So when you see the word Briton, the British people, that's a cold word for the children of Israel. You see? That's a cold word for the children of Israel. So when you see the word called Great Britain, what they saying, great the children of Israel. You see, that's what he's saying. So that's a code word the word Britain is a Semitic word, Hebrew word. And what it means is the children of the covenant, the people of the covenant. So, see, we got to break all these codes down. We got to unstrip the whole world and lay it out. That's why you're sitting on the camp. You got to wake up. You got to make sure you got it and take great notes. Because one thing about it, you got to be clear on how to deal with things. And see, and once we prepare, Yahweh going to kick in. So we see the word called Briton, the Briton people. That means the people of the covenant. And the people of the covenant is the children of Israel, we can read. Is that what we read?
Yahweh.
Huh? All right, let's get a second witness on that. A, B, or B, to go to the 19th chapter, here, verse 3 down to verse 8 of Exodus. Let's get a second witness on it. Now, once we get two witnesses on something, we can go to something else. But we found out in the Negro question that they said over there in Scotland, in the Highlands, over there in their library, they got the Britons, which is the children of Israel, wearing red fringes. You see them there? You see them there? Mm-hmm. Now you're wearing red fringes. But wait a minute. We got to find out if the children of Israel wearing red fringes. We got to find a little bit more about this. How we know how you find that out? By going to your book and take care of business. See, time is out, y'all. We got the information. We lose all the Buck the Gong contests, and now it's time to book them up and book them down. All right, let's see. We're working with AB or Phoebe. Top 5 to 7 day, all locations open up. And let's see what we're working with in 19, chapter 3, 9 to verse 8.
Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 to 8.
3 down to verse 8.
Verse 3. And Moses went up unto Yahuwah, and Yahuwah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shall you say to the family of Israel.
So this is what you tell, this is what you say to the family of Israel, right?
Right.
So this is what you tell them. What?
And tell the children of Israel, before, you have seen what I did unto Egypt.
You have seen what I did to Egypt. Go ahead.
And how I bear you in evil on evil.
So how I carried you, bear means carry, how I carried you, just like you watching the eagle carry the little eagles on their back. That's how I carried you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Read, read.
And brought you into unto myself.
And I brought you to myself.
Now therefore, if you will obey my voice.
But wait a minute now. Now, Israel got to do what?
Obey my voice.
So this don't work unless we do what?
Obey my voice.
You got to obey the voice. So it don't work for you unless you obey the voice. Keep that in your mind. You say, yeah, all this sounds good, but you got to do what again?
Obey my voice.
Go ahead and read.
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
And keep my covenant.
So who is the covenant people there? The children of Israel, if they do what?
Obey.
Obey the voice. So when you see this word called Great Britain, Britain, it is a Hebrew word for the people of the covenant. That's what it means, the people, Britain. When you do the homework on it, it's going to be the people of the covenant. Help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel, because I see a little murmuring and cutting eyes on it. Can you help me out on Britain, what it means? Can you help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel, see if I see eyes moving around like they got a little doubt? Because those seers see it, one thing about it, he have done all the homework that he got to do to take care of whatever we got to do, because I take this, what I do, seriously. Because I have to lead by example. Seriously. So let's see, do that mean Britain, do that mean the people of the covenant? Can you all pull me out, Brother Yahdai Israel? You can't mind right now? Well, what's one thing about it? We know you're looking, right? And that's what it's all about. You looking. That's what it's all about. We know you're looking to add on to what the seer said, not to take away from it.
Yeah,
you look, see, it's two ways to look at things.
That's right.
A lot of folks are looking at something and say, aha, I got you now.
Mm-hmm.
But see, there's another way to look at it to bring it out to add on to what we say. You see, so you got to watch the ones that are looking for to add on what you're saying and the ones that's trying to aha and catch you in something. You see, so you got to recognize that spirit.
Yeah.
And all the way you recognize that spirit is Mother Zeke. This is how you recognize that spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 16. Let me show you. Let me show you how you recognize the spirit. You can recognize if somebody is listening to learn or listening to catch you in something. See, this is how you recognize the spirit from the page of the book. We're going to Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 16. We give you the tools, spirit led from Yahweh what to look for. Because, like I said again, what happened to the children of Israel, they disobeyed what was written. And that's why you see right now over there in Scotland, which is called in Europe, and they ran, what kind of friends again?
Red and black.
Red and black. Red and black. What you got? You got something? Who got something? You got something? Yeah, let me hear. I got some. Come on there, all Mother Lee. Stop all the Sabbath day. Get in Romans 8, 14, and 16. We're trying to show you through the pages of the book. See, it's time out now to, let me pull a rabbit out of here. Pull that punch while we,
Yeah, I got some.
You got some? From the, look out. I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat in the book of Daniel. I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat in the book of Daniel. Chuck all the Saturday, I pull a rabbit out of the hat. In the book of Daniel, it says something in the book of Daniel. Can anybody help me out? What it say in the book of Daniel? I'm gonna tell you what we working with. This is what we got to work with in the book of Daniel. And, I'm about to call Brother Yahdai in on this too, in the book of Daniel, because I'm working with some of that Brother Yahdai Israel. This is what we got to be about this right here. Remember, we can read in the book of Daniel. Can you help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel? I'm on something, and I'm not, Nebuchadnezzar say, you know, tell me the dream, Nebuchadnezzar. He said, no, I ain't telling you, Jack. If I tell you something, you will try to come from another way on me. You just tell me what I need to know. I ain't going to give no hint. But something I want to know in the book of Daniel, and I don't want to telegraph none of it, Brother Yahdai Israel. So can you help me out? You know what I need, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Give me a little time.
Yo, give me a little time. Give me 216 real quick. Go ahead and do that. Give me that Moses 216 a day. Give me that real quick. Give me that 216 real quick. I can stand 216. Okay, well, what it says in Daniel 2:16, my mother eat. What it says in Daniel
2:16?
So you think he's going to do what again? Do what with him? But what did he say? Wait, what did he say he need? What did he say he need?
Daniel
would give the
desire of the king that he would give him
time. Oh, that's right. So you give me some time now. You know, I'll find, like Bo Yahdai Israel, he's looking for the children of a book. The word Britton means the children of a book. Then you go to the Bible and find it out. See one thing about it. You think you ran some already? See one thing about it. See, you know, I lick my chops on those. The first ones that can, when we put them on the table, we know we've been there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been up just been there and done that. And we know, like we keep saying, there's two ways to look at this thing. Look at this thing to add on to it, or aha, I caught you in something. You got to recognize your spirit, that mother. Now, come on, mother, bring that verse out. 8, 14, and 16. And this is how you recognize that spirit. Romans chapter 8, 14 and 16. This is what you got to do. You got to keep this in mind now. No, ain't that. 14 and 16.
Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 16.
Yeah, what does it say?
Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh.
Oh, so you got to be led by the what? Then you are what? Oh, but you got to be led by the Spirit to be to fit in that qualification. You just can't just say, I'm Israel. Oh, no, there's nothing more to it. Now, read that again, mother. So now, see, this is how you watch people from the page of the book. Because a lot of people say, you know, I'm a child of him and I'm a children of him. Okay, but that means that you got you from 14 verse 8 working with you, right?
Right.
Well, now, that's how you got to watch it now. You watch everybody from the page of the book now. Yeah, I'm a child of the king and all that. But wait a minute now. Then we got to go in the Bible and take a peek and see what's the qualification to be to make some kind of statement. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
And what is the qualification to make that statement right there? Again, that mother. Mother Z.
Romans chapter 8. But as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh the Son, they are the sons and daughters of Yahweh.
Oh, so you got to be what, Moses?
Led by the Spirit.
Led by the Spirit of Yahweh. Then you can make that boast, right? So is that what he's saying?
Right.
All right. What's the next verse you got?
Verse 15.
No, not 15.
16. Almost chapter 8, verse
15. What did it say?
The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh.
You mean that? So their spirit got to bear witness with you. You know, see, that means you that spirit, it's not how smart you are. That spirit got to bear witness. I mean, you feel a connection.
Yeah.
But don't do it based upon Brother Micaiah of 724. Don't look at 724 of St. John. This is where we make our mistake at. 724. This is where we make our mistake at.
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 24 reads, does not according to the appearance.
You see where we make our mistake at? We'll make our mistake by judging by what?
The appearance.
But then what do you say next?
But judge righteous judge.
And see, and your spirit will bear witness with it. See, you be looking at the hand, and that's why you got the children of Israel from the tribe of Judah ran. What kind of friends is the hand?
Red and black.
Red and black. So you know something it got to be investigated in that. Red and black.
Yeah.
Why is the tribe of Judah wearing red and black fringes? I mean, they had to get it from somewhere in this Bible.
That's right.
Should you be doing that, right?
That's right.
Okay, as we say. So now you say you got some on Britta?
Yes.
Okay, what you got on Britta?
Just gonna knock it out the ballpark.
Just gonna knock it out the ballpark? That's what I'm talking about. What did it say?
Britain. I think that the question is tongue in cheek. Kind of British comes from the Hebrew word written or covenant. Maybe to many of you in the Ashkenazi form of Britain and circumcision and ish, man. So then it means man of the covenant.
Man of the covenant. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, when they tell you something, you know, I just sometimes I just be riding back. I be saying, wait a minute, I've been there and done that already. This ain't nothing but a cakewalk now. It's just a lot of times I just wait on, you know, to help those sit out, you know. Don't be, I got it now. He said, Brit mean is a Hebrew word for the covenant of the children of Israel.
Yeah,
that's what it means. Yeah, that's what it means. So when you see the word Great Britain in there, they talk about the great children of Israel. The peoples of the covenant. But the only thing about them is the tribe of Judah. But they wear what kind of fringes?
Red and black.
Red and black fringes. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? All right. I want to kind of get I see some G on the net. Let me bring some G in. I want to kind of take a look at something in this book. Nick, you have no color line, page one. Just let me bring some gin, then we'll get a couple of them out the way, and we'll turn over to Brother Yahdaw Israel. I ain't forgot about what we're holding. We're going to hold that down for a minute. We're going to come out and get some out of them. Israel. Y'all probably just see right.
Yahqua, bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua. This is G Israel. We already got our Luke 12 out the way, so I want you to take a look at that Nature Animal color line. Take a peep in that book and find out anything that's interesting that the astronauts need to hear, that you will run across peep in that book. There, Sister G Israel.
Saying a lot in this book. I recommend people pick up Nature Knows No Color Line by J.A. Rogers. Well, we talked about, let's see, I had a bunch of stuff bookmarked here. Let's see. Which part would you like to hear about?
Okay. That's 79. That'd be good. And one. But give me one and 79. Give me page one and 79.
Okay. Page one here. That's in the fourth. Okay. Page one. This is from the foreword of Nature Knows No Color Line. In the historical amplitude of life on Earth, races have been in a state of flux. Authorities on prehistoric race point to this as a fact, and even the brief span of historic record affords instances as illustrations of how races have fallen. It does not need the prophetic eye, then, to see that races will continue to change. In consequence, race as something permanent becomes an artificial notion, a myth. What are called races are merely temporary eddies in the history of humankind. That's from T.R. Garth. Everyone alive is, I am convinced, of mixed ancestry, but some of us are more white, some of us more Negro, some of us more Chinese, H.G. Wells. What was the first man like, and of what race, quote unquote? Was he Caucasian or Negro, black or white, or are both the evolution of some other type? The ancient Greeks believed that black man was white man darkened by the sun. Their mythology says that Phaethon, son of Helios, the sun god, induced his father to let him drive the chariot of the sun one day, and in his lack of skill, drove it too near certain lands and burnt black with intense heat the people there. Their poet Theodorus attributed the sooty skin and curled hair of the Ethiopians to this mishap. And caveman Anglo-Saxon poet of about 670 A.D. called the Ethiopians a race burned brown by the heat of the sun. This belief held until the discovery of the New World in the 15th century, when it gradually shifted to the theory that man originated in the tropics, that some peoples, either because they migrated into cold, snowy lands or because the climate changed to that, lost some of their color, and their hair grew longer to protect the scalp. Among the earlier writers who were inclined to this theory were Palios, Lysippe, Hunter, Dornick, and Link. Later ones were Pritchard, Sophocher, Chambers, and Darwin. Chambers, whose vestiges of natural history of the creation.
That's pretty good right there, because I'm gonna get rich to the point in another lesson on exactly what I want to pull out there at one. But go on to 79. Go on to 79 and let's see what happened there on page 79. We'll get a little bit more on that. But right now, we'll run to 79 and see what 79 is saying. 79 on
page 79. Of Nature Knows No Color Line by J.A. Rogers. I'm starting at the new paragraph. McRitchie added that the legends and the history of the Scottish Highlands are both witnesses to the existence of a purely black people there. Boswell and Dr. Johnson saw descendants of these black people when they visited Scotland. In his journey to the Hebridge, September 1st, 1773, Boswell wrote of one clan, the McCrays. Some were as black and wild in their appearance as any American savages whatsoever. Martin, who had visited these Western Islands 80 years before Boswell, said of the people of Jura, black of complexion of Italy, and generally black, and of Iran, generally brown, and some of a black complexion. The use of brown for some shows very clearly that when he said black, he meant black. Also, Robert Knox in 1850 mentions a small colony of mulattoes living at Minchmuir, Scotland, the offspring of Negroes and white women. Another explanation. Another explanation for the surname Moore, and they have different iterations of spelling for Moore, is that it comes from the Anglo-Saxon Moor, damp wasteland. This is true in some cases, but it still does not explain the Moors, with Moors within their coat of arms, especially since continental families named Moor or its equivalent also had Moors in their heraldry. The Anglo-Saxon Moor, for instance, bears no resemblance to Moors, human beings. In the Latin languages, its equivalent in Latin is terra illogamus, or in Italian it is Bulgaria, in Spanish Parana, in French Bure, and sometimes Marrakech or Marsh, from the Latin for sea. If there is any connection between the Anglo-Saxon Moor wasteland and the Latin mare, sea, or one hand, and the Greek and Latin moris, mora, on the other, it goes too far back in prehistory to be relevant. When the Greeks and Romans used that word, they very definitely meant human beings.
Mm-hmm. That's good right there. But I was going to get the part where when Sophia, when they identified Sophia on it, but we'll get back on that. We'll get back on that on another time too. But I was going to bring out but we'll get back on that too. That was an excellent part of death, D. Israel. That was excellent. Because I want to bring out something based upon Sophia. Her name is, there's something about her on page 79 that I need to, I'll get at that a little bit later. Just a couple more in. And you see anything about Sophia in there yet?
Let me look in the index and see if I see her name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanna take a look at something about her that we I don't wanna.
Yeah, not in this book. I don't see it.
You don't see it? Okay, well, we'll come back. We'll come back with that. We'll come back with that later, too. I want to get a couple more in. And let's look at, look at 2 Chronicles 13, verse 5, 8, 12 through 18. We'll lay that down in a moment. Get a closing statement and pass it on to Brother Yahdai Israel. What it says in 2 Chronicles 13, verse 5, 8, 12 through 18, the closing statement that's with Israel. 2 Chronicles 13, verse 5, 8, 12 through 18.
2 Chronicles, chapter 13, verses
5 and 12.
2 Chronicles chapter 13 verses 5, 8, and 12 through 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 13 verse 5. Ought you not to know that Yahweh of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt. 8. And now you think to withstand the kingdom of Yahweh in the hand of the sons of David, and you be a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves, which Jeroboam made you for Yahweh. 12. And behold, Yahweh himself is with us for our captain, and his priest with sounding trumpets to cry alarm also, cry alarm against you. O children of Israel, fight you not against the Yahweh of your fathers, for you shall not prosper. 13. But Jeroboam, the northern kingdom, caused an ambushment to come about behind them. So they were before Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, and the ambushment was behind them. 14. And when Yahdah Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind, and they cried unto Yahweh, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. 15. Then the men of Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, gave a shout. And as the men of Yahdah Judah shouted, it came to pass that Yahweh smote Jeroboam, the northern tribe, and all Israel, the northern tribe, before Abijah and Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom. 16. And the children of Israel, the northern kingdom, fled before Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, and Yahweh delivered them into their hand. 17. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter. So there fell down slain of Israel, the northern kingdom, 500,000 chosen men. 18. Thus the children of Israel, the northern kingdom, were brought under at that time, and the children of Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, prevailed because they relied upon Yahuwah of their fathers, called the Yahuwah.
Yes, so you saying, so that's the point we're making. When you keep Yahuwah first, and they have to go against the northern kingdom. So you see who Yahuwah was with, the southern kingdom. So the southern kingdom prevailed because they kept their Yahuwah first. And then that's going to take us back into this lesson coming up based upon these branches that we read about that the tribe of Yahdah Judah got on. What kind of, what color of the bridges again?
Red and black.
Red and black over there in Scotland. So otherwise we know that ain't gonna hold up in later on lessons to come. So, but we gotta find out more about it as it unfolds. So Jezreel, definitely your part. Close the baby on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books with Seer Royal. Don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Excellent answer, Jezreel. And on that note, we're going to turn to the lead teacher, the elder teacher of Voices of the Two Israel out of Camp One. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdah Israel. Yahuwah be to thee, see you right.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, I wanted to get in on the tape here and the issue of no color line. Page number 2. And it reads, this is certain abundant evidence that African Negroes was inhabited Europe.
Ain't that something? This is evidence. So when you start all about Europe, Europeans, and then you all about you put a white man, a white woman. No. Don't be quick to jump. The original inhabitants of Europe was evidence. And what again, Brother Yahdah Israel?
The abundant evidence that the Negroes once inhabited Europe as far north as Russia.
Over to Brother Yahdah Israel.
All right, we got to get ready to indulge in something to just keep your mind on. The feast of dedication is right around the corner, so we should kind of tune up for that and deal with this. This activity they got going on around the globe now, so these things we need to have in our mind, amongst other things. I know there's a whole lot of information being brought to the table, so we got to become studious. And we got to put in time in the information to bring to our people. Truth of the matter, right?
That's
what we want to do. We want to bring forth the truth of the matter. We're going to open up in the book of Luke. Let's see what we're going to work with, Mother. Just a few things to keep in your mind as the, I believe it's about 3 weeks or so away. Piece of dedication to be right upon us. But let's look at the book of Luke. Mother, he is relatively right. Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Well, the Israel will see you right.
Luke,
chapter 12, verse 12. Yes, ma'am. With the righteous spirit. Mm-hmm. And teach you the same hour. Oh. So we at BOTTY, we believe that in that very same hour, the righteous minister's spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But it's not the job of the minister's spirit to pull nothing out of thin air, right? That ain't a job to pull anything out of thin air, Mother Lee. Let's see what his occupation is concerning the matter here in chapter 16. Verse number 13. What is his occupation? Mother, the Israel of Sira. In chapter 16, 13. He ain't gonna come just to pull things, something out of the air, Mother Z. Yeah, St. John, let's think about St. John, let's get 14 first. 14:26. Mother Lee, right? St. John 14:26.
Let's put that on the table first, Mother Lee. St. John 14:26. Let's see what his occupation is here, Mother Lee.
Mm-hmm.
But the comfort is the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Father will sit in my name. He shall teach you all things. Bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said.
They said that he would teach you all things. He would bring all things back to your remembrance. So at some point in time, in your DNA, this information was available. It was with the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
That's right.
Let's see if we can... Amen, Phoebe. Let's run to Psalm 147:18-20. Let's see if the 12 tribes of Israel received this information. For the Psalm
147:19-20.
Yes, ma'am.
19. Mm-hmm. He showed his word unto Israel.
Showed his word unto Israel. Go ahead.
His statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
Uh-huh.
Verse 20. He had not dealt so much so with any nation.
Well, he ain't dealt so with any nation. Go ahead.
As for his judgment, they have not known. Praise you, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
so he showed his word unto Israel, right?
Right.
The statute and the judgment unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known. Let's see if it ain't Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see it right. Let's see how Amos to see us. How did he make the statement? In Amos 3, verse number 1 and 2. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you right.
Amen. Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1, read. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O family of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, polluted from Nazarene, saying,
what?
Two, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your sins.
So he said that Israel, you're the only one that you can recognize. And let's see why your father's son say he can recognize you. What you got to be working with before you recognize you? Mother D of Israel, senior Roy, read in his book of Numbers, chapter 15. Let's see what he gave you so he can recognize you. Numbers 15, 37-40. Mother D of Israel, senior Roy, what did Yahweh put on the 12 tribes of Israel so he can recognize them?
Numbers 15, verse what?
Verse number 37-40. Mother D of Israel, senior Roy.
Numbers chapter 15, verses 37-40.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
then what?
38. Speak unto the children of Israel,
uh-huh,
and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation,
mm-hmm,
and that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue.
He gave you something to set you, make you a little bit different than everybody else so he can recognize you, right?
Yeah.
Verse 39, what's going on?
Verse 39.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall be unto you for a friend, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go whoring.
Israel, even the Yahweh, is in the midst of you.
So he said, Yahweh Yahweh the Son, right? He's in the midst of you. Now hold that point. I'm going to say this feedback. Let's see if we can follow up on that statement. He said, Yahweh the Son is in the midst of you. Let's go to the book of Joel. So say this feedback, say Roy. Joel chapter 2, look at 27. But Joel chapter 2, picking up at 27, and we're going to read down to 32. Joel chapter 2, 27 to 32. Let's see if we can follow up on that statement. He said the king of Israel, right?
Yes.
Before we go to Joel, though, we got to see who is this king of Israel. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right. Who is the king? Joel 149. Mother King of Israel. We'll pull it out from it. St. John 149. Who is the king of Israel? Mother G of Israel, see, right? Who is that referring to?
Okay. St. John 149.
Yes, ma'am.
St. John chapter 1, verses 49.
Mm-hmm.
It reads, Nathanael answered and said unto him,
yes.
Rabbi, thou art the son of Yahweh the Father.
You are the son of Yahweh the Father. Go ahead.
Thou art the king of Israel.
So we know who the king is, right?
Yes.
Yahweh the Son is the king of Israel. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Now let's see about the king of Israel in the book of Joel. Amen, Peter. 27 to 32. So if we read that the king of Israel is in the midst of you. Is that what we read?
Yes.
Joel chapter 2, verse 27 to 32. So say
it and
see
if you see
right.
Joel chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
verse 27 through 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 27.
Uh-huh.
And you shall know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Hello, amen. That jumped over the most important part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come back with that. Can't leave not one word out of this. He's
just
statement on the table.
Joel chapter 2, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
Now, he said, look here. The king of Israel is in the midst of Israel, right? Go ahead. And what?
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And none else.
Go ahead.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
He said, look here. I'm your Yahweh. And take your values and make that claim. That the Most High, the Creator, and the Earth, dealing with them, right?
Right.
All one that's dealing with is the 12 tribes of Israel. And I got a protocol, right?
Right.
That's why the Father gave it to the Son. Gave it to the minister spirit. Minister spirit find the seal. He'll take the word and he move it to the elders, right?
Right.
Elders take care of the fathers and mothers. Father take care of the mothers. The mother take care of the babies, right?
Right.
So I am the king of Israel, and I'm in the midst of you, and I don't deal with nobody else, right?
Right.
And my people shall what?
And my people shall never be ashamed.
Verse number 28. Come on.
Verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass afterwards,
mm-hmm.
that I will pour out for my spirit. All flesh.
Now, he said he's going to do what? He's going to pour out his spirit. No. What is the spirit? What is that talking about? He's going to pour out his spirit. So how do we break that down? How do we break that statement down in the book of Proverbs? How do we break that down and make it plain? He's going to pour out his spirit. The Proverbs. Chapter 1, Mother D.F. Israel, see you wrong, verse 23. Let's break that statement down. Because he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit. So what are you going to be doing, Mother D.F.?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Turn you at my reproof.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
Mm-hmm.
I will make known my words unto you.
So he said he's going to make it plain.
Yes.
To you, right?
Right.
He's going to make it plain as you be. When you say he's going to pour out his spirit, I mean, we're going to start having an understanding of his words, right?
That's right.
The book of Joel 2:28.
Joel chapter 2, verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Now we know that when you say you're going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Now we know they take David like that and they run down the road with him, right? They say, he said, all, ain't that part of all? But let's see if we can make it a little bit clearer than that, honey. Run to the book of Acts. This is a statement in Acts chapter 2, I believe I'm looking for. Let me see if I can pull it out. Holy Israel, see you right. Think that, I don't see it in Acts chapter 2, mother. Let me try Acts chapter 13. Let's see if it's in Acts chapter 13, mother. Make that Acts chapter 10, mother. Let's look at Acts chapter 10, verse number 36. Verse number 39. Mother, Israel, see you right. Let's see what he say. Who is he really pointing to, mother? Israel, see you right. Well, Yahweh made that a broad statement about all. Who really they refer to it with that statement of all? In Acts 10, verse 36 and 39, Mother Israel, see you right.
Acts chapter
10, verse 36
and 39.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
The word
which Yahweh sent, the commandment of Israel.
This word was sent, right?
To the family of Israel. Doing what?
Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm.
He is Yahweh of all.
So now we got a good understanding when you say Yahweh of all. He said this thing was sent to the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got a clear understanding about that word all now.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 39, what did he say, mother?
Verse 39.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of it.
But he said that we are witnesses of all things he did both in the land of Yahdai Judah, right?
Right.
And then mother said the northern kingdom, that's what she said, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's see how mother said we can just make sure that thing is covered. The word
of
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Especially the book of Jeremiah. Mother Israel, see right. Let's see if we can pull out a statement and bag up what mother he said that in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30. Let's keep it verse number 3 and 4. Book of Jeremiah 30. Mother Israel, see right. Verse 3 and verse 4. Let's see if we can bag up what mother he said. This is talking about Yahdai Judah and the 10 northern tribes, right?
Yeah, well.
Let's see if we can bag that statement up.
Make it right, Brother Yahdai Israel. Make it right.
Israel, see you right. Let's bag that up. Jeremiah 13, verse number 3, verse number
4. Jeremiah chapter
30,
verse 3 and verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3. For lo, the day cometh, said Yahweh, that I will bring again the captive of my people.
I'm going to bring again the captivity of my people, Israel, and who else?
Israel.
Come on, baby.
Okay.
Israel and who?
Israel and Yahweh Judah.
Hallelujah. So he's just concerning this conversation about Israel and 10 northern tribes, right? Yahdai Judah, southern kingdom, right?
Yes.
Says Yahweh, go ahead.
Says Yahweh, I will call them to return to their land that I gave to their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall possess it.
Verse number 4, what did it say?
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
And are the words that the Yahweh spoke concerning Israel, the southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
northern kingdom, go ahead. Israel, the northern kingdom, and concerning Yahshua, Judah, southern kingdom. So these are the words that is concerning Israel, northern kingdom, right? And Yahshua, Judah, southern kingdom. Then we get a psychic witness on that. Jeremiah 23. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you on verse number 6. Jeremiah 23, verse number 6. Brother Micaiah, Israel.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, read.
What do you read?
In his days, Yahshua Judah shall be saved.
Uh-huh.
And Israel, the northern kingdom, shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh, our righteousness.
Yahweh, our righteousness, right?
Yahweh.
Last time I checked, our is a possessive pronoun, right? Exactly. Last time I checked. So he's speaking specifically to the 12 tribes of Israel that was divided, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the book of that first Kings chapter 11. Let's see where you read where the split came in, Mother Dear of Israel. From the first king, right with. Let's see if we can put that on the table. Where did the split come in? They say, well, you know, Israel is one kingdom, right? It ain't Israel and Judah. Where did you get that information from? So we're going to see if we can find out where we got that information from, Mother Dear. Let's look at first Kings chapter 11. And let's pick it up at verse 30 through 32. First Kings chapter 11, verse 30 through 32. Mother Dear of Israel, see you, Roy.
Okay. First Kings 11, verse 30 to 32.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces.
So he said Ahijah, the seer, right?
Yeah.
He caught the new garment that was on Jeroboam, right? And he rent it into 12 pieces. That, let's see what them 12 pieces represent. Back to Genesis 49:28. Let's see what them 12 pieces are representative of. Genesis 49, verse 28. Sister A, B, and Phoebe of C. Roy. What does that represent? Genesis 49, verse 28.
29?
Genesis 49, verse 28. Look at Genesis 49, verse 28. Genesis 49, 28. Sister A, B, and Phoebe of C. Roy. What do these 12 pieces represent? Sister A, B. I know it's got to have some significance there.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. All 12, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it that their fathers spake unto them and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing, he blessed them.
So these are the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Here we decide to witness, Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's run to Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, verse number 12.
Okay.
Look at Revelation 21, verse 12. Brother Micaiah Israel, P. Roy. Let's see if we can put a psycho witness on the table. Revelation 21, verse 12. Brother Micaiah Israel, P. Roy.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12 reads.
What do you read?
It had a wall great and high,
uh-huh,
and had 12 gates,
please,
and at the gate 12 ministering spirits,
please,
and names written thereon,
please,
which are the names of the 12 tribes of the family of Israel.
So when we see that number, automatically we run to the talk about the 12 tribes of Israel. Right?
Hallelujah. What?
The book of First Kings, Mother G of Israel. Read that, Mother
Z. Yes.
Mother
G
of Israel, 1 Kings 11,
30
through 32. Let's see what we're working with here.
And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces.
Please.
31. And he said to Jeroboam,
mm-hmm.
take you 10 pieces, for thus says Yahweh of Israel, behold, I will rip the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon,
mm-hmm.
and will give 10 tribes to you.
Look here, I'm going to divide this kingdom, right?
Yes.
I'm going to rip it out of the hand of Solomon.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you 10 tribes.
Right.
Verse 32, what's going on, Mother dear?
Verse 32,
mm-hmm.
but he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake,
uh-huh.
and for Yahdah Judah's sake.
So he said, I'm going to give the lineage of David, mm-hmm. Solomon, the real boy. I'm going to give them one tribe to work with, right?
Yeah.
But as Jeroboam of the northern kingdom, I'm going to give you 10 tribes. So we got our answer there. We know what we see this word Israel, right?
Yeah.
12. We know it refers to the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Here we have one.
And let's go back to that the book of Joel. Say we speak. Did I leave anything off? I feel like I didn't go back somewhere, but where was I at, Mother Lee? Had it all of a place. Let's go on to Joel chapter 2. Pick it back up at verse 27 to 32. So say he did PB of Theron. I'll get back there now. I didn't leave, that's why. I get back to 7. I didn't lose that one, but I did 12 tribes. I don't rightly remember where I came from. But let's look at Joel 2. Pick it up at 27 to 32. So say he did PB of Theron.
Came from Jeremiah.
Yes, chapter Jeremiah.
30. Yeah. 3 and 4.
We're going to let that alone. We're going to let that alone. I'll get off track with that one. So we're going to move on. Down the road. Jeremiah chapter 2, 27 to 32. So the ABC of Leroy.
Joel chapter 2, verse 27 to 32.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27.
Just made.
So know that I am in the midst of Israel.
So he said, you should know that I'm in the midst of Israel. Go ahead.
And that I am your Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and none else.
Uh-huh.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
Great.
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit.
Now we know we got to pour out his spirit. He means that he's going to make known his words.
Right.
Is that right?
That's
right. So give us insight to what he working with. Go ahead.
All flesh.
And we know when we see the word all, yeah, I'm back now. That's how about the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
We have one.
And we find out that the 12 tribes of Israel was split. Mm-hmm. And the 10 northern tribes, and you had Yahdah Judah in the southern kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Well, you say your son and your daughters gonna do what?
Prophesy.
Now, you say your son and daughters gonna prophesy. But let's see if we can make this a little bit more clear about what your sons and daughters gonna be doing.
Yeah.
Let's write to the book of Amos, chapter 2. Brother Makai Israel, see you right here. Let's see if we can make the thing a little bit clear. He said, your son and your daughter is going to prophesy. Mm-hmm. Let's write to the end of chapter 2. Brother Makai Israel of C. Roy. And let's pick it up at verse number 9. Amos chapter 2, verse number 9. What did it say there?
The book of Amos chapter 2, verse 9. Verse
9 through 11.
Verse 9 reads through 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, sir.
Yet destroyed I the Amorite. What's that? The Amorite. Amorite,
yeah,
right?
Amorite.
Okay. Before them.
That's a lady got the Canaanites there.
Yeah, Canaanites. Ham mm-hmm. children. Yeah, Ham, the Ham children, right?
One of the sons of Ham to Canaan.
Whose height was like the height of the cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And he was strong as the oak.
Yeah.
Yet I destroyed his fruit from above,
mm-hmm.
and his roots from beneath.
Mm-hmm. Verse number 10, we're going on.
Verse 10, also I brought you up from the land of Egypt, polluted from Nazarene, and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorites. 11, and I raised up of your sons for Seir.
So he said, I raised up your sons, right?
Yes.
For leadership, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Now let's see if we can break down the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Or the deal of Israel seeing Royce. Let's go to the book of Titus, chapter 2. And then we can get the other side of the coin here, Mother Deal, so we will be in understanding. Because he said he's going to pour out his spirit. He's going to make known his words. But we won't have no puzzle to the matter. We know exactly what our position, our role is, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's look at Titus, chapter 2.
Okay.
Speaking of that verse number 1 through 7, Mother Dear Israel of the Rook.
Okay.
Titus chapter 2, verse number 1 through 7. So he said, I raised up your son for leadership roles, right?
Yeah.
Now let's see what he got going on in Titus 2, verse number 1 through 7. Mother Dear Israel of the Rook.
Okay. Where is the next symbol?
Timothy.
Titus chapter 2, verses what?
Verse number 1 through 7. Titus
chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
But speak you the things which become sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Man.
That the aged men be sober.
So the aged man gotta be sober, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they gotta have a clear head, right?
Mm-hmm.
They gotta be clear about this thing, right?
Hallelujah. What?
They gotta be definite about this thing, right?
That's right.
Go ahead.
What is that? Gravy? What? What's
grave.
That? Oh.
Grave, temperate.
Temperate.
Sound in the covenant.
Sound in the covenant.
And charity.
Mm-hmm.
And peace.
And then patience.
I mean,
so
patience.
He got some characteristics he got to possess, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you want to be in leadership, you got to hold you to a higher standard, right? Number 3, what did he say?
Verse 3. The aged woman likewise.
So he said the aged woman likewise. That means he's pulling back up to verse number 2.
Right.
It means the aged woman got to be sober, great, temperate, sound in the covenant. Go ahead.
Verse 3. What
are you saying? Verse
3.
Come on.
The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming righteousness. Not false accusers.
Not false accusers.
Not given to much wine.
Not given to much wine.
Teachers of good things.
Look, the aged woman got to be a teacher of what?
Good things.
And then what good things the aged woman got to be a teacher of?
For herself.
What good things do the aged woman got to teach? We want to be crystal clear about our responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the good thing that the aged woman got to be a teacher of the lady? Yeah, since you own the clock. Mother B, nobody else. I need a verse. Chapter and verse of your Mother B.
Well, I got some Brother Yagra.
She made a statement, so we gotta hold her up to the fire right quick.
Brother Yagra.
But without a verse, that's your the hot speech. This is a good thing that the aged woman
got to be just like him.
All right, Mother Z. What you working with? Mother Z says she surrendered.
Huh?
What you working with, Mother D? Come on with.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. Deuteronomy 6, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before our Yahweh as he has commanded us.
This is dealing with righteousness, right?
Yeah.
Chapter 31, verse 26.
What did it say?
She opened her mouth with wisdom.
She opened her open her mouth with wisdom.
And in her tongue is the Torah instructions of kindness.
So in her mouth, she got to have the Torah instructions working, right?
Hallelujah.
Come back to that Titus. Who would read that? Amen. Titus chapter 2, Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. Pick it back up at verse number 3 through 7.
Titus chapter 2. Verses 3 to 7.
Yes, ma'am.
The aged woman likewise.
What about?
That they be in behavior as becoming righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Not false accusers.
Uh-huh.
Not giving too much wine.
Good.
Teachers of good things.
So the Torah instruction got to be in her mouth, right?
Right.
Verse 4. Yes, ma'am.
That they may teach the young women to be sober.
So their responsibility is to teach who?
The young women.
The young women. Mm-hmm.
To be sober. Mm-hmm. To love their husband.
To do what?
To love their husband.
So you mean that you just don't come out of the womb with this thing, huh? You gotta be taught these things, right?
Right.
To love their husband, go ahead.
To love their children.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
To be discreet.
Hold on. Gotta be what?
Discreet.
What do that word mean? What do that word discreet mean? Oh, he said this was the aged woman gotta be, right?
Yeah.
Now, what is the definition of this word discreet? I think I got it in my walker somewhere. Let's see if I can pull it out. Discreet. Ran across that word, I'm looking at the onlinedictionary.com, and it reads, discreet, careful, and circumspect in one's speech, action, especially in order to avoid causing an offense, but to gain an advantage. It says discreet, right?
Yeah.
Careful and circumspect in one's speech or actions. That's what it means to be discreet. And what happens about it in verse 5? He said discreet, what's that other word?
Chasten.
No, those are big words. But he said the age woman got to be chased. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to be chased?
Let me go read.
Yes, sir. What does that mean? To be chased. What do it mean to be chased?
Hey, Bill, I got some. I'm telling you on that in a minute. Hey, Bill.
All right, what are you working with?
I'm going to tell you exactly what that
means
in a minute. Come on,
A.B. That word, they're saying the word chase.
What that word means. A.B., I got something. I'm going to bring it out on that.
What's the definition of it?
Definition.
You want the definition of chase?
Yeah, definition.
Oh, okay.
They live at Camp 1. All 6 locations is ready to go. If anyone you fit in, call 224.
What you looking at there?
5579. Where you located it. Get you one of them sitting on the camp. And get your blessing from Just As Yahuwah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm looking at coming from Google Dictionary. Chase. Abstaining from extramarital or from all sexual intercourse.
All right, that's one thing, but we want to get the nature of it.
Rebuke or a misfortune, having a restraining or moderating effort.
I got one more here.
All right, what you working with
here? This one says, chaste, pure, modest. Deceit means free from all taint of what is loose or blatant. Chaste primarily implies refraining from acts or even thoughts of desire that are not personal or not sanctioned by marital vows.
All right, Righteous woman also
she do?
Anoint himself.
Go ahead.
Being in subjection unto their own husband.
Verse 6. Come on, Mother Z.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham.
Oh, Sarah obeyed Abraham and did what?
Called him Yahweh.
She called him who?
Yahweh.
Sarah didn't have a problem with it, huh? She called him Yahweh. Come back in Ephesians 5:22-24.
Yes, that's
what Ephesians 5:22-24.
Mm-hmm.
But the husband is the head of the wife, go ahead.
Even as Yahweh the Son is the head of the 12 tribes of Israel.
The 12 tribes of the congregation of Israel, go ahead.
And he is the Savior of the body.
Verse 24. Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, as the
congregation of Israel,
subject unto Yahweh the Son.
Go ahead.
So let the wives be to their own husband in everything.
And how much?
Everything.
Is that what the book says?
Yeah.
Now let's go back to that title, Mother D of Israel, Titus chapter 2. So we learned a few things concerning the matter, right? Titus chapter 2, we're going to get back on that Zephaniah, mother, but I don't know how we got here, but we're here now. Titus 2, we get back on that verse number 5-7, one of the D of Israel, the CEO.
I got one.
All right, hey, Ben, what you working with?
1 Corinthians 5:16.
Let's see what you're working with. 1 Corinthians 5:16. All right, AB, what you going to do with that?
Verse 16. Mm-hmm. And what knoweth you, O wife, whether you shall save your husband, or how knoweth you, O man, whether you shall save your wife? Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
But as Yahweh have disputed for every man, as Yahweh have called everyone, so let him walk. Mm-hmm. And so ordained I in all congregations.
So he said,
that's 1 Corinthians 7.
For what knowest thou, O wife?
Yeah.
Whether thou shalt save thy husband, or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save your wife?
Yeah.
But let's run back to that Titus. Hmm. It kind of don't really light up right there. We'll be working with that, amen. But
Titus chapter 2, Mother Dear, speaking of
that
5-7. Titus chapter 2, verses 5-7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
To be discreet.
So the aged woman got to be discreet, go ahead.
Chasten. Keepers at home.
Wait.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Obedience to their own husband.
And how many things?
That.
Hold on, and how many things she got to be obedient to her husband? And some things or what?
All things.
And everything, right?
Yeah.
That's what the book says.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dad. That what?
That the word of Yahweh may be not.
That the word of Yahweh be not.
Be not blasphemed.
Go ahead, verse 6. Come on. 6.
Young men, likewise, exalt to be sober-minded.
So he said you got to teach young men to be sober-minded.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to be sober-minded? What does that mean? What does it mean to be sober-minded? What is the definition of being sober-minded?
Mm-hmm.
What is that definition? Sober-minded.
Turn the light on, brother. Yes, turn the light on.
What does it mean to be sober?
Wake him up. Wake him up.
What is the what did that mean? What does that mean? Sober minded.
Wake him up.
Let me see if I can put it out. I'm reading from online dictionary. It reads, what is the meaning of sobriety or sober-minded? Sobriety is often referred to as the ultimate goal in drug and alcohol addiction treatment. But what is sobriety really? As frequently as it is used in addiction treatment programs. There's a good chance that it doesn't actually mean what you think. Yes, that means that the way it's used by recovery culture, 12-step groups, and society as a whole is different from the actual definition. Sobriety defined. Let me see if I can get you to trust what I'm looking at you. The mainstream concept of sobriety is commonly understood to mean completely refraining from a particular behavior or substance. However, what this is actually describing is abstinence. Textbook definition of sobriety is simply not being intoxicated at a point in time. Hey, what I really want to get to, but
But we can work with it. We can live with that.
Yeah, we can live with it, but I was looking at something a little bit deeper than that. But let me see if I can get a little bit deeper than that. But sobriety, it means the same thing. Sobriety and sober-minded means the same thing. So sobriety is a serious state of mind of when you are not affected by drugs, alcohol, or other substances, right? You have to have soundness in judgment, a state of moderation or seriousness, the quality or state of being great, earnestly thoughtful, the state or quality of being unhurried, a state of calmness. What it means to be sober-minded? You have to be in a state of calmness. The book of Titus, chapter 2, 5 through 7, Mother D of Israel, C. Roy.
I got one.
That's what you're working with, amen.
Titus 1:8.
What you working with?
Titus 1:8.
What it say?
Titus chapter 1, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, righteous, and temperate.
This is a refresher. This is a reference to the elders, right?
Yeah.
We are dealing with the aged woman right now.
Oh, the aged.
Let's look at Titus 2, Mother of Israel 5 to 7. Let's see if we can get through this so I can get back where I started from.
Titus 2, verses 5 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Be discreet, chaste, keepers at home,
mm-hmm.
good, obedient to their own husbands.
Good.
That the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed.
Verse 6. Uh-huh.
Young men, likewise. Exalt to be sober-minded.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh. In all things, showing yourself a pattern of good works in doctrine, teaching, showing uncorruptness,
gravity,
sincerity.
Sincerity. They said that. Each woman got to be a teacher of good things, right? We find out the good thing is a Torah instruction. Got to be in her mouth. Is that right? But let's get back to that Joel chapter 2. So we broke that down. So there's a role for the woman, and there's a role that the men must play in the work of Yahuwah, right? But let's run to Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's run to 1 Corinthians 12. So we got different roles, but let's see what's going on in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Picking up at verse number 18. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you, Roy. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Picking up at verse number 18. And let's read to 25.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 12, verse 18 to 25. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you, Roy.
1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 18 through 25.
Yes, sir.
Verse 18, read.
What do you read?
But now hath Yahuwah set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him.
Read.
Verse 19.
Uh-huh.
And if they were all one member, where were the body?
Read.
Verse 20.
Yes, sir.
And now are they many members?
They are many members. Read.
Yes, but one body.
Read.
Verse 21.
Uh-huh.
And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of you.
Great.
Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
Great.
22, nay. Uh-huh. Much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble and necessary.
Mm-hmm.
25, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable,
great,
upon these are restored more abundant honor.
Upon these we restore more abundant honor.
Oh yeah, upon these we restore more abundant honor.
So Paul is writing, right?
Yeah.
And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, upon these we restore more abundant honor. Because every position that we pray in Yahuwah is very important, right?
Right. Yeah.
Whatever the role we play in Yahuwah, it's very vital, mm-hmm, to the body. Body can't function without, I can't get nowhere without some legs, can I?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say nothing to nobody without a tongue, right?
Right.
So every member is very vital to the operation of the body, right? Go ahead, read on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23.
Yes, sir.
And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable,
mm-hmm,
upon these we restore more body honor.
Great.
But in our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24. For our comely parts have no need, but Yahuwah has tempered the body together, having given more body honor to that part which lacks. Verse 25.
Uh-huh.
That there should be no schism in the body,
mm-hmm,
but that the members should have the same care one for another.
So every member has a vital role to play in the body of Yahuwah the Son.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Well,
is that what the book says?
Yeah.
No schism.
No schism. No schism with the robe.
All right. Let's get back to that Joel, so maybe I believe that right here. I don't know how we got there, but we got there.
Got there.
Joel chapter 2, 27 to 32, so say amen, speak, and see you, Roy. So Joel chapter 2, verse 27 to 32, so say amen, speak, so see you, Roy.
Joel chapter 2, verse 27 to 32.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27.
Yes, ma'am.
And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
So I'm in the midst of Israel, right?
Right.
Sweet.
And that I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah,
mm-hmm,
and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed.
Great.
Verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, the tribes of Israel, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
So we understand the role that the sons and daughters must play, right? Great.
Your old men shall dream dreams.
Great.
Your young men shall see visions.
Great. Where are we on? 29.
29.
Uh-huh.
And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids of those days.
In those days?
In those days will I pour out my spirit.
Verse 30.
Verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will show wonders in the heavens and mm-hmm. the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke.
Verse 31.
Verse 31. The sun shall be turned into darkness
mm-hmm.
and the moon into blood.
Good.
Before the great and terrible day of Yahuwah comes.
So the day of Yahuwah is going to be kind of terrible, right?
Yes.
Verse 32, come on.
Verse 32.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name YHWH.
So he said whosoever. Now, who's going to break that down for us? Make that a whosoever claim to us. He said, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahuwah. Who's going to make that claim for us? Who's going to break down that whosoever in the book of Matthew? Chapter 2, verse 21. Of the Israel of Leroy. Acts chapter 2, verse 21-22. Let's see if we can break down the whosoever here, mother. Acts 2, 21-22. Yes, ma'am.
Acts chapter 2, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
Huh?
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass what?
That whosoever shall call upon the name of the Yahuwah shall be saved.
So he's saying whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. Verse 22.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, man.
You.
You man. Men of Israel.
You men and women.
You men and women of Israel. Hear these words.
When we see the terminology, whosoever, and we understand it is pointing to a particular group of people, right? That is concerning the 12 tribes of Israel. So let's run back to that Joel 2:32. Sister Amy, Phoebe, and Steve wrote it. Joel 2, verse 32.
Joel chapter 2, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass,
it shall come to pass. Go ahead.
That whosoever the 12 tribes of Israel shall call on the name of YHWH, Yahuwah, shall be delivered.
Shall be delivered. Go ahead.
For in Mount Israel,
Israel.
The northern kingdom shall be delivered, as Yahuwah has said, and in the remnant, whom Yahuwah shall call.
So he said, Yahuwah is only calling remnant, right? Let's run to the book of 2nd Esdras. Let's see if we can follow up with that statement. Brother Micaiah, 2nd Esdras, about chapter 8. Let's see what we pull out of that. Book of 2nd Esdras chapter 8. Let's see that verse number 1 through 4. 2nd Esdras chapter 8, verse 1-4. Brother Micaiah, Israel, of Peter Roy. So he says, he only gonna call a remnant, right? 2nd Esdras chapter 8.
Oh, yeah, you're digging in the vault, brother.
Yeah.
If
I had
somebody,
all I would say. Second Andrew chapter 8, verse number 1 through 4. Brother Micaiah, Israel,
see you, Roy. Okay, the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 8, verses 1 through 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads.
What do you read?
And he answered me, saying, the Most High, Yahuwah, hath made this word, this world for many.
They say, Yahuwah made this world for many. Go ahead.
But the world to come for few.
But the world is coming is for few.
Verse 2. I will tell thee a similitude. answers. As when thou askest the earth, it shall say unto you,
what
that it giveth much mold, whereof earthen and vessels are made,
mm-hmm.
but little dust that gold cometh of.
You see, you can find that mold, you know, that clay that you mold earthen vessels with. Well, you got to look deep and hard for that gold, right?
Mm-hmm. Even so is the course of this present world.
Verse 3. Yes, sir.
These be many.
Verse 3.
There be many created.
He said there be many created, but.
But few shall be saved.
Verse 4.
So answered I and said, swallow them down, O my soul. Understand you. And devour wisdom.
He said, this is wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go back to that Zephaniah mother's issue. And I'll be ready to give up the message. Look at Zephaniah. Mother's the Israel of Eroy. Let's see that Zephaniah. Go on back where we started from. We talk about Yahweh saving the people. The 12 tribes of Israel is. They gave us a dress code so you'd be able to identify his people, right? Go back to that in Zephaniah chapter 3. Mother Z Israel, see right. Let's look at that 14 and 20.
Come upon you.
But he said it's going to come to pass that all these things that come upon you, what?
The blessings and the curse.
The blessing and the curse, please.
Which I have set before you.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall call them to mind among all the nations.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Yahweh, your Yahweh, have driven you.
Please.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And shall return unto Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day.
Please.
You and your children. With all your mind. With
all your mind.
And all your soul, your body.
With all your strength. Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
That then Yahweh, your Yahweh, will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you.
Good.
And will return and gather you from all the nations. Whether Yahweh, your Yahweh, has scattered you.
Verse 4, come on.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
If any of you
be driven
out unto the uttermost parts of the heaven, from him will he fetch you.
Verse 5, come on.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh, your Yahweh, will bring you into the land which you, your fathers, possessed. And you shall possess it. And he shall do you good.
And he will do you good.
And multiply you among your fathers.
Above your fathers. Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am. And your Yahweh will circumcise your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind of your seed.
Go ahead.
To love Yahweh, your Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
with all your mind.
All your mind.
With all your
strength. With all your strength.
That you may live.
Verse 7.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will put all these curses.
Now, Yahweh is going to put all these curses where?
Upon your enemies.
Upon your enemies, Greg.
And on them that hate you, which persecute you.
So you say he's going to put all these curses.
Yes.
They're going to be a dump on your enemy, right?
Yes,
right. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15, Mother Z. Verse 15, 19 and 20.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15, 19 and 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Then Yahweh has taken away your judgment.
Yahweh has taken away your judgment. Go ahead.
He has cast out your enemy,
mm-hmm.
the king of Israel.
King of Israel.
Even the Yahweh is in the midst of you. Thou shalt not see evil.
Verse number 19, come on.
Verse 19. Mm-hmm. Behold, at that time I will
undo
all that affliction
that afflict you.
Mm-hmm. That afflict you, and I will save her that
hates. Hold it.
I will save her that halted,
mm-hmm.
and gather her that were driven out.
Great.
And I will
give them
praise
and what else?
Praise and faith.
And what?
Faith in every land where they have been put to shame.
Now, look at that, your fringes blowing in the wind. Yahweh is trying to give you some faith.
That's right.
Oh, that does. We're going to bring it back in to see us. So Israel will see Roy by saying, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's some brother Yahweh, Israel. Hallelujah. I'm talking to him, isn't it? I was going to get in there and say something every now and then. Hallelujah, Papa. Hey, this top part of Sabbath day, this is very important to understand.
that on top part of the Sabbath day, all six locations is open. You are called for details. We're going to bring our elder in, back in, and then give his closing remarks on tape. I'm not going to take nothing, but it's top part of the Sabbath. Let's bring our elder back in and let you know we're bringing this broadcast. I have one thing to say right here. We have to examine everything. This ministry is to help us get back on the right track, but we have to identify things that like the word called, matter of fact, Brother Yagdai, get that definition one more time about Great Britain. Britain. See, we need to make sure you're clear. So when you be saying these words, you have to know the code word to these things that you be saying. So when, you know, they holler about, you know, the king, the queen of Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure you're clear
mm-hmm.
that, see, the worst thing when you find out somebody has lied to you and they look at you red in your face and you know it and they lying to you. See, what it is, they lying now to you so good now that you believe it. But we're going to bring out this word, what is the word Britain mean, the British people. So when you see this word called a Great Britain, you know, they took over all that called United Kingdom. What that word really mean, that Brother Yagdai Israel, that we can read?
I read from the online dictionary. And it reads, I take it that this question is tongue-in-cheek. The claim that British come from the Semitic word, through the word Hebrew, Brit, or covenant, appearing to many of you in the Ashkenazic form of British. Circumcision, and it's man, so that it means man of the covenant.
So that was the word, when you see the Great Britain flag with the red in it, what it really means, the man of the covenant. That's what it really means. And I'm going to read something out of the Negro Question Part 4 of Brother Micaiah. I'm going to look at page number 6. And I'm going to read about something. Because, see, we are on a series breaking down some profane things. I want to read something. Then I'm going to bring the elder in. I want to read something so you understand something. You know, we got to be careful how we continue to use words and just use it, just flat out use words without knowing the proper meaning.
Yeah.
What it says on page 6 about the Negro Question Part 4, the missing link on page 6, where it says the original.
Okay. Reading from the Negro Question Part 4, the missing link, Lee Cummings, page 6. Page 6 reads, the original people of Britain, France, Spain, and England were short black men of about 5 feet 6 inches in height. They were in England when our fathers, white English, invaded the land in 449 A.D.
Stop right there. You see this thing? So you say now, they were there before our fathers, the white man, invaded the land in 449 A.D. See, they was in place before our father, the white man. Now, who said that? Now go up behind you and see who said that.
Okay.
Professional. I mean.
Okay. We read Professor Boyd Dawkins.
Yeah.
Professor of Theology.
Yeah.
Manchester University.
Uh-huh.
London.
Yeah.
1879.
Uh-huh.
Our remote ancestry. Pages 95 to 106.
So otherwise, we let you know the one that is writing, but even his people know that, you know, we've been a criminal people,
uh-huh.
But long we got them skinning and grinning, they never come together.
That's right.
But we've been a criminal. We came on the land in 449. We invaded the land,
mm-hmm.
and there was black, dark-skinned people mm-hmm. in every part of Europe
mm-hmm.
that was on the planet. But we pushed them back, and now we on push their brains back.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, let's bring in our elder to give you a closing statement on this on top part of Saturday. Elmer's tips, you on the clock, come on. Elmer's tips, you on the clock. Elmer, Mr. Tips, what you saying, WCC?
This is
I feel like muting somebody. We ain't gonna mute you, but we gonna mute Mr. Kidd. Oh, okay, well, it's your radio station, you do what you wanna do. All right, so we leave that. We come back to A.B. back in that the 19th chapter, and pick that back up at 3 through 8. And even he was in Exodus chapter. So I forgot about it. Forget about it. Come back with it later. Brain is sharp. 19 down to verse 8. So we talk about the people of a covenant. See, we got to know when they throw these words at us, we're gonna break down these words. And remember one thing: all the children of Israel, they had something going with them that we're gonna identify a little bit later. Matter of fact, before you read that, Brother Makai, go to Numbers chapter a minute. It's something you gotta remember. See, Yahweh did some things that only we folks did to spot this.
Mm-hmm.
He told the children of Israel one thing. He left some words here in the 11th chapter, in the 2nd chapter of, in the 11th verse 2. Let's see, it's something I want in 11 verse 2. Is that right?
Yeah, I remember that.
11,
fine.
Let's see. Somebody did,
17.
Well, it don't got away from me right now. Numbers chapter 2. Something he did. He told the children of Israel something in the second chapter. He told them something. And I want to repeat that, what he told them. Yeah.
That was 20.
Look what he says. And 2-2. Somebody told him in
2-2. The book of Numbers, chapter 2, verse 2.
Right.
Verse 2. Every man of the family of Israel should pitch by his own standard.
Right.
With the inside of their father's house.
Now, what do you mean by the inside? The inside, he's trying to tell you
mm-hmm.
what he means by, otherwise, you will have something
mm-hmm.
that identify who you where you trade. Mm-hmm. You will have something to identify who you are. Mm-hmm. So wherever you go, you always will have something to identify you.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and you cannot bring somebody else's thing.
Yeah.
You got to bring your thing. Wow. See, we know if you was not from the tribe you had, you wouldn't have nobody else inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have your inside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you have your inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, cause we know you're going to be, all you're going to be a mother, you're going to be a 9-7 of the book of Amos. You're going to be a 9-7. See, you're going to be a 9-7. But this man right here, this man is so advanced on what you try to do. He already knows what you want before you want it. What does it say in 9 verse 7? Amos 9 verse 7. What does it say that, Mother Eve? What does it say in 9 verse 7?
Amos 9 verse
7.
Are you not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of Israel.
So he compares you to a burnt-faced people, but really that word means Cush.
Mm-hmm.
So he compares you to that. So you can't keep on putting your hand out and coming up with anything. No. You could make your move as a people unless you had your inside. But you had to have your inside.
Yeah.
So now, what is, we just read that the one Judah of Scotland had an ensign
mm-hmm.
that they had, that they created on their own. What it was again that we can read? Most of Israel, go back to page 33, we can read what did the Judah of Israel that was in the northern world, what was this sign that he had that is written on, you go right on in the Scotland libraries and a museums, and you can see it in their libraries, you see it. They got the end time. But see, the point I'm saying, you got, but you know, you can't just. Let's see what they had in 33. What did they had in 33 was the end sign. And then you gotta understand what he's saying. And then what he's saying, go up a little higher, mother. In that box where it says, then you should be suspicious when you read this. What it say, mother? Up front. Where it says the what?
Page 33?
Yeah, up top. In that little box. It says the what?
The declaration was stranger.
No. What do it say in that little inbox up top? Yeah, right.
Oh,
you see what
it's
in the inbox? Yeah. What it say?
The red seal scarlet.
Uh-huh.
On this document represents Zohar, the tribe of Yahshua.
You see what's going on here?
Hallelujah. Wow.
You see what's going on?
Hallelujah.
So the wall that they got these treasures with the red on in the black is representing who? So it represented who? Zora.
Right.
Of Yahshua Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Zora. Well, who's the other one of Yahshua Judah that we can read?
Mm-hmm.
Who's
Genesis.
The other that we can read of Yahshua Judah that we can read?
Book of Genesis.
Genesis.
Chapter 38.
Listen good.
Get at verse 29.
What
did
it say?
29 read.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass,
uh-huh,
as he drew back his hand,
okay,
that behold, his brother came out. And she said, how hast thou broken forth?
Mm-hmm.
This breach be upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, his name was called Perez.
So, Zora got a brother. What is brother's name?
Perez.
to see what Yahweh got to say about that that we can read.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We go on to the book of
Hebrews,
chapter 10, pick up verse 35 through 39. Mm-hmm. See, if, you know, like I said again, Yahweh will intervene when we as a body can soundly lose all about the God contests, but open the books up and tie the history in with the Bible, because the Bible's a history book too.
Mm-hmm.
Your history book, and connect everything together. Yeah. Let's see what Yahweh got written about you if you draw back. Let's see what we can read at 10:35 through 39. Let's see what Paul was invited to the great big temple of Southern Kingdom, and he was going to address if you have a drawback spirit in you. 10:35 to 39 says what?
Hebrews, polluted, or Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 35 to 39.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence.
He said, well, don't cast away your confidence. Because you read about this, the fringes got on red and black, great.
Which has great recompense of reward.
See, it's reward if you don't cast away your confidence.
Right.
See, if you got a reward coming. Go ahead and read.
36.
What?
For you have need of patience.
And you got to have patience. Go ahead.
That after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise.
He said, I still might deliver you up to God. It depends on how you do it. See, if you don't like to tell your kids back in the day, go wash the dishes.
Mm.
If they slam it all around and you just say, well, I wash this. Well, you didn't wash them right.
Right.
You still got the punishment coming. Because you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
So you got to understand, but you got to have some energy on taking care of this man's business.
Mm. That's right.
And he opened the doors now with the smartphones and everything now. All this was for us. Everybody thinking it was for him. No, it wasn't. No, it's for us to communicate with everybody else. It was for us.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
that was really for us. And we're going to exhibit that what it's for us.
Right.
Although they use it. Yeah. But it's for us.
Yeah.
To bust them in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 37.
What?
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come.
Oh, yeah.
And will not tarry.
And that's right. He's not going to tarry. When he comes, he's going to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 38. Now the just shall live by the covenant.
And he says, now if you just, how you supposed to live?
By the covenant.
By the covenant.
But if any man draw back.
What did Zora do with the, at the red on him, his arm? What did he do?
Draw back.
Go ahead.
My soul shall have no pleasure in him.
I mean, I don't care what you own, but if you draw back, what y'all go out think about that?
He have no pleasure in him.
You see that? Mm-hmm. So when Zora draw back, y'all go out knew then and there, you wasn't the one. Mm-hmm. That same thing about when he come out of Isaac and Ishmael. He asked Isaac, what you see? He said, I see a big black man in a pillar of a crowd. He asked Ishmael, what you see? In the 23rd chapter, verse 47 of Jasper, and we don't see nothing. So we knew you wasn't the one. So what I'm saying, keep reading.
Verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back.
See, we know we can't draw. We got to go now. That's why we got to get organized. We got to stop fumbling all around. We got to be organized. Because we not the ones to do what?
Draw back.
Okay, what happened to you?
That's a prediction.
He said, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to kill you. If you draw back, I'm going to kill you. Is that what the man just said?
I know that.
If you draw back, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cause you problems by drawing back.
He will.
Is that what the man saying?
Yeah.
If you draw back, I'm going to cause you a problem. Is that what the man saying?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Hallelujah.
But of them that believe.
But if you believe.
To the saving of the soul.
Okay, let's precept that and see what happens. From Micaiah in 11 verse 6. Now you got to believe, right?
Yes.
Now watch what Yahweh says behind that. Now watch, he got to paint the picture. What do Yahweh say about this believer now? Mm-hmm. Now he preached up that to 11 verse 6. Mm-hmm. What does it say?
The book of Hebrews.
What does it say?
Chapter 11 verse 6.
What does it say?
6.
What?
But without covenant,
right,
it is impossible to please him.
Okay.
For he that cometh to Yahweh,
what,
must believe.
What? You got to do what?
You must believe.
You must believe. You got, you can't just, you know, well, look, no, don't worry about that. Keep the belief. You got to believe. Go ahead.
That he is.
What?
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
You see that? So he, if you believe this man and you diligently seek him, he got a reward for you.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We got a reward for you.
Hallelujah.
So now we found out over here in the Negro question part number four.
Mm-hmm.
We're in part six. We found out that that Zora, the tribe of Judah, mm-hmm, he got a twin brother called, what's his name? What's Zora's brother's name?
Perez.
Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Now Perez is the one that got the blessing, but the red seal, the one got the red seal, and now they'll turn this into showing a red hand. We go and find out now, they'll check it to a red hand. It wasn't no red hand. We see that too. They'll check that and show you, well, it's that red hand, and that means showing that it was white folks. No. No, it was a red what?
Garlic.
Scarlet thread was tied around his hand.
Uh-huh.
Now they don't take that to be, that means that they was, you know, but they admit that they are red too. So if they admit they red, they admit they what, mother, they admit they what, 25, 25, 25. But this part you won't leave out.
Mm-hmm.
Since you want to get half, you want to take half of the red, mm-hmm, but take this red too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just all of a sudden, you got the red. Now your logo over there in Great Britain,
mm-hmm,
all the aisles, you got a red hand up in there.
Right.
They got red lines up in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you don't want to deal with this red. You play amnesia on this red, 25-25 of Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not. You know, you gotta come all the way, huh? If you bite on one piece of red, then what about this red then?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's all you wanna do, let them bite on something. But you're going to be able to get them anywhere they bite on something you got.
Yeah.
Get them in the book, you got them. So if you want to talk about you the red, you got red fringes on with black on it and all that kind of stuff. But what about this red right here? Come on.
Yes,
25, 25.
Uh-huh. And the first come out red. Oh.
3, Mother Z, Psalm 58, verse 3. And 64 verse 8, A, B, or B, the same book of Psalms. So, see, you can't have it both ways. All we want you to bite on something, and we're supposed to drive the 18-wheeler down Reptilate Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Once they bite on something, if you say you the red hand, you the red scholar, well, what about this red? Are you Esau the red? Are you Esau the red? I don't know. Esau, no. You know, some person is Esau. They gone. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We found out, we looked on our phone and found the little babies is red, and we seen what they look like when they get grown.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, it ain't going to work no more, y'all. If we take care of business, it won't work no more.
Mm-hmm.
What you read?
Psalms chapter 58, verse
3. What?
Verse 3.
Right.
The wicked are estranged from the womb.
Yeah.
They go astray as soon as they be born.
Doing what?
Speaking lies.
So they come out of the womb doing what, Mother Z?
Speaking lies. Speaking lies.
I mean, they come out of the womb. See, that's the thing to deal with. What do you got, 68 verse, 64 verse 8? Yeah, 64:8. We're coming back to this Negro question part 6.
Psalm 64 verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away.
You see? They gonna make, see, we gonna make them make their own tongue for them and say, all the lies we have did, and now we taking your way of method.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put it right back at you now.
Around the corner and everything.
Yeah.
What happened? Let me read.
the Negro Question Part 4. Mr. Link, Lee Cummings. Page 6. The original people of Britain, France, Spain, and England were short black men of about 5 feet 6 inches in height.
Men.
They were in England.
They was in England.
When our fathers. White English.
The white English what?
Invaded the land in 449 A.D.
Now who's telling this story? Go over and see who's telling this story.
Okay.
About our fathers.
Professor Boyd Dawkins.
Uh-huh.
Professor of Theology.
Yeah.
Manchester University.
Mm-hmm.
London, 1879.
This is a big digger telling this story, ain't it? Tell me about how he let you know.
Yeah.
Hey. They was everywhere until our father, the white man, the sons of Esau, invaded them. What year they did it?
In 449 A.D.
And how was our people, you talking about his people, what kind of people was they after 449 A.D.? What did they say?
Our father
what?
Were a warlike people.
Ain't that something? And, they say United States, what kind of?
Israel, see you, boy.